was he often?
He was a civil engineer, and he was county engineer for 24 years, up to the time he died.
Mm-hmm. So I guess he was often drained.
Oh, yes, and they'd ask his opinion, but, you know, they'd have to raise money, they'd have to vote bonds, and then maybe the next year we wouldn't have much rain or the river wouldn't rise, and then they'd forget about it. But down here they have that Balboa Acres. That's down here south of McAllen, and honestly, they've had a lot of trouble with that, lots of trouble. It has really, well, there's a poor section that's there. And they didn't have water down there. They didn't have toilet facilities. And it was, it would be a hazard for us, you know, an epidemic. So every now and then I read something in the paper. The moment I see Balboa Acres, I think, uh-oh, what's next down over there? And so it's really quite a... Was there anything else that you'd like to know about Hidalgo or about the family? I mean, I don't know what else I could tell you.
Oh, you tell me a lot. What do you put on the bed? On the bed? It's not very cold down here, so you don't have to have a lot of stuff on you, do you?
What did you say about the what?
On the bed. What do you put on the bed when you make it up?
Oh, a morning? Just like you do at home.
Well, it's not as, we put a lot on our beds because it's cold there.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what I have on my bed. Two sheets. And then I have a thin blanket, quite thin. Now, that's all I needed last night. And I used to have I have two very heavy spreads. But it's just too much for me to pull those things. So I have this lighter weight here.
That's a very fancy.
Yeah, it's lightweight. And then in the summertime I have one light too that I let this one rest and I put it on in the fall. And then I have in that room back there, I have a couple of all-wool blankets. And what I do, and I've used them a lot this winter, I put it down at the foot of, usually I just roll it and put it at the foot of my bed, but since we've been having warm weather, I just put it back there. And I just at night take it and just open it up and throw it over. But I do need a wool blanket. I do need a wool blanket.
Well, you call that a spread, that pretty tough.
Yeah, that's a bedspread.
And what you put your head on?
Huh? What? Pillows. You know, ordinary, like you all have.
Well, did they ever have, when you were a child, did you ever see anything like a pillow that went all the way across?
But you know, I used to have a bath, very foolishly. Maybe I'll show you that. This bedroom set in here is bird's eye maple, and my father gave me that, bought in San Antonio when I was 17. I was still in school. And I had a brass bed, and I did a very foolish thing. Brass beds went out of style. So I got rid of it, and I got a bird's eye maple bed. And I'll show you what, and now, that would really be a very, this.
But go ahead, dude, you'll tell me. We'll talk. You said that the man had tore down the little house out here in back?
Mm-hmm.
How did he do that? I mean, tell me about it.
Oh, well, he had his hammer, and he just, and his wife was as good a worker as that Mexican, and I mean, a lot of Indian blood, and she can get out and clean a yard and all, and so she'd come along with him when he wasn't working, and both of them there, and you know, they straightened out every one of those nails that were straightening out, and he used them.
When you were a child, or even since then, maybe, how did you buy nails?
I don't know.
Oh, I've heard
bags, they bought them by the pound, and people that needed a keg, you know, I think that's what they called them.